World's on fire. Our culture's disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt. It's time.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what life's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It is time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Hey, good morning, folks. We're going to get up and running here quickly today because, as many of you are aware, we have the honor of having General Michael Flynn with us today. Say, how did a little podunk guy like you, Coach, get General Flynn on there? Hey, amazing what the Lord can do, isn't it? So we're going to dive right in here real quickly. First of all, General Flynn has produced a movie. It's entitled, get a little bigger for me. I always get this thing wrong, if you can. Well, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. And here's a little trailer on this movie, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and then General Flynn will join us. Go ahead and play that for me there, Johnny.
President's former National Security Advisor, Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, pleaded guilty today to lying to the FBI.
Flynn knew exactly how the system worked. He knew exactly what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding. They had to get rid of Flynn.
There was a moment where I just felt like I was drowning. And so I'm in there with these other political appointees. They're all supposed to go in there and tell what they believe to be the truth. What they did was they took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
He was, by definition, the most dangerous possible person for Donald Trump to hire.
President Obama said, but I do have one specific recommendation. Stay away from Michael Flynn. He's bad news.
Over time, instead of being pounded down below the surface of the ocean, we started to fight. I'm now above the surface.
Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, General Michael Flynn. General Flynn, before I bring you in here, man, look, we're living in fifth generational warfare, whatever it is that you expose to people exactly what's going on when the misinformation and the disinformation. The truth of the matter, General, is we don't even know who to trust, right? General Flynn, I hear from people say, oh, you can't trust Flynn. He's part of it. He's part of the cabal. You can't trust him. So, General Flynn, we're not going to put you on trial here today. What the heck is going on, General Flynn, and how do we know who to trust?
Yeah, I mean, I think that one, you can trust your faith, right, and trust God. That there's a big question, Dave, Coach. I think that people have to understand the people that are around them. I do believe, one of the big messages in this film is the faith that I found, which was really broadened in the period of persecution that I went through in my family, I served for nearly 3.5 decades in the military, 5 years, Dave, in combat operations, 5 years, not five deployments, 5 years, and my life is the life of service. I was born on a Army base. And my father was a World War II, Korea War veteran. I rose to some pretty serious levels in our country, right? The most senior military intelligence officer in the Department of Defense, in the entire Department of Defense, was chosen by Barack Obama to lead one of the largest intel agencies in the world, the Defense Intelligence Agency, which most people don't even know. They always think about the CIA. But DIA is actually totality is larger because it encompasses all the military services, intelligence components. And then, of course, I found a sort of a a friend in Trump, and then decided to serve again in the political realm because I saw the country going off the rails. And he and I connected really well in early, probably mid 2015. And, you know, I helped him get elected in 2016 and worked my tail off. And then, of course, all hell broke loose. So, I mean, I think your question about who we can trust, I think people have to, you know, people have to make that decision for themselves. And I think the way things are these days, you have to be very careful. You know, you mentioned fifth generation warfare. So I along with one of my you know, close friends, Boone Cutler, who was a retired sergeant, was blown up in Iraq, suffered serious post-traumatic stress and nearly committed suicide. And he's recovered. And he and I are on the road right now with this film going around the country. We wrote three books together on fifth generation warfare. The first is an introduction. The second is how to fight in the world of artificial intelligence. And the third that we just put out this past Monday is titled The Role of the Church. Yeah. They're very powerful. People can go to flynnmovie.com and sign those books. You know, trust is sort of in the eye of the beholder. So I won't belabor the point, but who do I trust? My wife and I have been together since we were 13 years old, Dave. I trust my wife and I trust my faith and I trust my family because that's where I renewed my faith.
Amen.
Friends, I wrote a book called Letter to America, which drove the film that we now have out that you just showed. I appreciate you showing a short clip of it there. There was a book that I wrote a couple of years ago, about 3 years ago, called Letter to America. And it's really a love letter to the American people, not to people who, you know, who I thought were friends, right? Like Thomas Paine talks about summer soldiers and fair-weathered friends.
Right.
You really do learn about friendship in the toughest of times. And so my plight and my persecution is a reflection of what America is going through. And the big message in the movie, in this film, is that if my family can get through this like we did, and we did get through it, you know, I'm standing here today speaking to you, Coach, then America can get through this mess that we're in.
So that's General, the big message in the movie. Let me interrupt for a living, General. Pardon me. I salute you, whatever I'm supposed to do. So, General Flynn, is there a deep state? I mean, we hear about it all the time, and Q and all this stuff, all part of the confusion. What the heck's going on with our government, General?
Yeah, I mean, there are columns, right? So, yes, the answer is yes, there is a deep state. The other thing that you asked me about, I have no idea what you're talking about. but there are, I don't. I have no idea. I have been labeled everything in the world. I was the most Googled name in the world for 2 years running. Still up there in that infamous set of ranks. I'm not, you know, it's the way life is. But we have different columns, right, in our government, and we're only designed to have three, right? A legislative, a judicial, and a executive branch within our constitutional republic. But we have these other two columns for sure. One is the media, and then the other is this unelected and large, it's a large body, but unelected, you know, bureaucrats particularly in the federal government. They exist at every levels of government. People that are on this show today that are listening, they know what I'm talking about. It happens in, you know, at the county seat, it happens in state governments, but it definitely exists in the federal government. And our federal government is so bloated. And anyone that knew me in the military, one of the things that I was always a proponent of was lighter footprints, and talk about trust, and then building trust within an organization. So you didn't need more stuff, right? You fought with what you had, you know, whatever was on your back or whatever you could carry. And in government, what people do is they come to you and they tell you how much more money they need. I've been through this. Okay, you don't lead an organization or organizations like I led in the military. And when you get into the area, the realm or the arena of Washington, D.C., people don't come to you and tell you how they can cut budgets. They come to you and ask you for more money and more people. And you sit there and you go and you say to them, why do you need more? I mean, you're not doing the job you're doing right now. You know, how about starting to do the job you're supposed to do? And then if you're effective and you're actually showing results, then you can come back and we can talk about that. But until you actually do the job that you're supposed to do, you know, you're not going to get anything else. We reinforce failure in government. And by reinforcing failure in government, we have created this bloated bureaucracy. And particularly in the intelligence community, the diplomatic corps, and the Department of Defense. You know, we have one staff inside of the Department of Defense during the height of the Cold War, when we had our largest footprint of military forces, both overseas and right here at home. Our largest military since World War II was really in 1988-89. We had a staff inside of the Pentagon that only consisted of four individuals, and then of course they had some administrative staff, but you know, they only had four. Now we're one of our smallest times ever, and we're actually under, you know, we our uniform wearing military is so stressed right now. But the political staff, and the one example that I'm thinking about, they now have 24 appointees. Okay. Yeah. So four when we were large, and this is just one little staff inside of the Department of Defense. And what people, maybe your listeners, don't realize is that we have these things, we call them commissions, agencies, activities, and departments. And in the Department of Defense, as an example, there's like 16 different agencies. Every one of those agencies are huge. And you say to yourself, what are they doing? Why do we have to have these giant bureaucracies? So anyway, that's the deep state. And
General Flynn, Republicans good, Democrats bad. What's the heck the story? Because it seems like no matter who we put in power, and then I want to attach it to Donald Trump, who comes in as an outsider. We get frustrated.
Now you're getting to the essence, Dave. Okay, because you know, you just said it. We put them into power. Okay, so that means because it's not about Republicans or Democrats. This film is not about Republicans and Democrats. It's about America and whether or not we're going to survive. This story is a survival story, and it's a survival story not only for, you know, Mike Flynn and his family. It's a survival story for America. If we put these people into power, right? That means that, so who's to blame? Are they to blame or are we to blame? Mm. This is a constitutional republic run by citizens, and so we talk about politicians like that's a job, right? It's not. It's service. It's supposed to be service. I don't want politicians. In fact, I can't stand the politics in our country. I want people who want to make a difference. Donald Trump wanted to make a difference and still wants to make a difference for our country. And look at what they're doing to him. They're going to try to put that man into jail, just like they tried to do to me.
General Flynn, go ahead.
You go ahead. Your show.
Hey, General Flynn, they tried to financially break you, did they not? What was it that Obama and his administration so hated about you? And let me lead that to another question then. Did Donald Trump get a lot of bad advice by the people he put around him when he came into office?
Yeah, so now you're hitting on something that is really, you know, near and dear. So there are Donald Trump did not know the ways of Washington, D.C. And I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I knew the full ways either. I didn't think it was as badly corrupted as even I have learned. But Donald Trump, I think he had been in Washington, D.C. total in his life, you know, maybe eight, maybe 10 times. And that they were short visits for either events or to check on his hotel.
Which and he gave money to both parties, didn't he?
Yeah, of course he did. Of course he did. So. They all loved him. Of course, then when he gets into politics, they tortured him and they continue to torture him. I was never involved in politics. I was a soldier. He reached out to me. I went and met with him and we connected. And so your question is about advice from people, because there's the inner circle of the establishment of the Republican Party is really bad. And you know, that still needs a cleansing. But again, we have people that get into politics like it's a lifelong endeavor. And yes. You get in, these people get in, Dave, and then they just become wealthy off of the backs of hardworking Americans. That's just flat wrong. That's not right. It's not supposed to be that way. Our founders didn't create it like that. The best leaders in our country over our history have always spoken to this problem. And yet we, as you said, you used the word we continue to elect these people. So the only people to blame is who we see in the mirror. And if we don't get our rear ends off the couches, which is my big message, then we deserve what we get. And what we could get is a United Socialist States of America here.
So, careful. We're all with you, General. I only get you for a short time, so pardon me for interrupting you. All right, General Flynn, how do they compromise these elected officials from your standpoint? How does that whole thing work, right? Because man, did they ever go after you for some reason? Did everything they could to break you? And then you look around at what we would consider to be our strong Republican conservative leaders. General Flynn, they won't even fight to get the guys out of J6. They won't even try to get them out of jail. What the heck's going on there?
Yeah. And this is really a question for your audience, you know, to ask them. And I don't need the answers, but you ought to ask them, you know, if there's a way for them to communicate to you. What did General Flynn do wrong? What did I ever do wrong? And you'll find I'm not perfect, but you'll find very, very little that I've ever done wrong, especially to others. I mean, I was taught by my World War II and Korean War father to treat others like you like to be treated. People, I bet you almost 100% of the people on this audience don't have a clue that I have 9 brothers and sisters, that I tragically lost a sister, that I have 2 sons, one who's still serving, and grandchildren. I bet you most people, they just think, Joe, General Flynn, he's a general, so, you know, he's... You know,
yeah, he's part of that cabal. He's an insider, yeah. Right?
There's a fiber in certain people, and Trump is one. I am another, and I'm not patting myself on the back, but there is an incorruptibility in certain people, and partly is because of the way I was raised, and so you know, there's a lot of other reasons because the things that in the movie I talk about, you know, they always say, who knows where the bodies are buried. I talk about that in the movie, but there's an incorruptibility in certain people. And in those that get into politics, they're the most corrupt class of people that we have in our country.
Yes,
right,
sir.
Now.
Yes, sir.
And trust me, they, I mean, they, these people are so bad. But back to, so who's the, who do we put the finger, whose chest do we put the finger in? And that's us. That's us as Americans. We have enabled them. We have allowed them. And then when they get into office, they corrupt the system. And maybe they, through this corrupt system, they just stay in power. But we don't have anybody else to blame but ourselves. We have to stop complaining about Washington, D.C. We have to stop or start doing the things that God has allowed us to do with our talents and skills that we have been given. And if we don't, then, you know, I'll shut up after this, Dave. In the long arc of history of the world, and I'm a student of world history and American history, and in the long arc of history, you know, the one kingdom that has lasted and won above all other kingdoms is the kingdom of God. And if we don't figure that out, if we don't realize that, and I don't mean to be preaching here this morning, but I'm telling you, we are in a good versus evil time, and this country is at big, big time risk. And for Donald Trump, to have, you know, after the designation the other day of this crazy White House of visibility, of transgender visibility day on Easter Sunday, that wasn't a mistake. That was done on purpose.
Absolutely.
So good for Donald Trump for saying that the 5th of November of 2024 is going to be designated, you know, Christian Visibility Day.
Amen.
I mean, good for him for saying that.
So General Flynn, we got about 3 minutes before we're going to take a quick break, and then you don't have to. You stay right where you are. Let me ask, because you've mentioned it about 3 times, about a personal, whether it be conversion or a deepening of your faith. Was it all the persecution and losing everything and the target of the government coming down? Talk a little bit about that, General, if you could.
Yeah. I, you know, again, I really want people to understand kind of who I am, because people just, they get glimpses or they hear a sound bite. And like you asked me right off the top, who's to trust, right? Like, you know, and I'm sitting here thinking to myself, give me a break, Gabe, you know? I mean, come on. I spent, you know, when I told you I have, you know, nearly 5 years in combat, people don't even understand that. You don't understand that. I mean, guys that have served understand that. People that have served in combat understand that. But so I don't want to hear about trust. You know, I as a kid, I grew up as a Catholic. I'm a, you know, Irish descent, tough family, lower middle class family. My father retired as a sergeant. My mom's a beautiful woman. Both my parents are deceased now. But, you know, I was a altar boy, a choir boy. You know, I'm not going to sit here and tell you I'm some real perfect kid. You know, yeah. I was a punk, but I was a good athlete and I could learn. My mom was a lifelong learner. She taught us to be lifelong learners. And so as time went on and I went through this incredible, just, and the only way to describe it is a persecution. I found, my faith was renewed through my family. And as I said, I have nine siblings, you know, eight of us are surviving. And, you know, big families, maybe there's somebody on this call that had a big family or from a big family, you know, big families don't always get along all, you know, together. My family, we would fight like the Dickens inside our very small house. But then when we were outside the door, you know, if you came after one of us, you came after all of us. And we, you know, we say that we use the phrase fight like a Flynn. And that has meaning, but that also has meaning and deep meaning in our faith, because at the end of the day, you know, when you're all alone, what you can still do, and you feel like you're going to lose your freedom. As I talked about in that trailer, you showed being underwater, you're all alone and you feel, when you're all alone, what you do have is you still have the ability to pray. And I found a renewed sense of what my faith was through all this, but I found it through my family primarily. That's another big message in the film. So, you know, I really do encourage people to watch the film. I, you know, the people can go to FlynnMovie.com. We're posting our videos of our nationwide tour. We're in Savannah, Georgia right now. Talking to you from Savannah, Georgia. This is day four of a 55-day journey, yeah. And we are going to go to 35 cities around the country, some big cities, mostly rural America, grassroots America. We were the first, you know, the second night was in Winter Haven, Florida, just the other night, and was at a beautiful church. About half to two-thirds of where we're going to are churches. And we're thankful for those pastors that Amen. Have opened up their arms to us. That's why we're not coming to Ohio, sadly. I mean, yeah, we'll eventually get up there.
We'll tell that story. Anyway. Hey, General, I'm up against the clock. We'll take a real quick break here, folks. We'll be back on the other side with General Flynn. Just a few more minutes with him. Hang in there with us. We'll be right back. Okay, General, we didn't really take a break there. All right. We're right back at what's going on. So explain to people real quickly here, General, the Flynn movie, how they see it, how they purchase it, all that kind of stuff. Walk us through that real quickly, if you could.
Thank you. So the Flynn movie is really two parts. The first part is about the endless wars that we are involved in and why those occur, why we continue to have these endless wars when people, certain types of people are in charge of our country. And that includes all the deep state stuff, right? I talk about the assassinations of the 1960s. Now they have to be revisited to touch on why the deep state does exist. And then the second half of the movie is really about the persecution that I went through, and people are going to meet, many people know Tucker Carlson, Devin Nunes, who are friends of mine. They'll be there. They play prominent roles in it. My family plays a prominent role in this film, particularly in the second half, but throughout the movie. I think people are going to be introduced. They'll certainly be introduced to my wife and one of my sons who were persecuted, because this is not just a persecution of General Flynn, right? I mean, people go, oh, he's a general, right? I mean, but this is, people don't know. I have over 100 nieces and nephews and aunts and uncles and and still living. You know, I have a mother-in-law that's still living, 92 years old, right? So, but I also leave the audience with a message of hope and what people can do. So it's a big time. They go to flynnmovie.com. They can sign up. You don't have to pay anything. You can just sign up, get notifications. On that same website, you'll find where we're going to be around the country. There's a tour button there and where we're going to be. They can purchase DVDs from, we're selling DVDs on Amazon at Target and Walmart. We are number one on Amazon right now and have been for the last 3 weeks, beating out the likes of Oppenheimer, Aquaman, Barbie, oh my God, and Willy Wonka too, right? All we need is more chocolate. So I mean, I'm serious. I am so honored by the American people. That's on Amazon. That's a big deal. So I got that notice yesterday that we remain number one on Amazon. That's a big deal. And I'm so thankful to the American people for seeking the truth instead of, you know, watching more of the nonsensical stuff that just is just blather that we don't need anymore in our lives. We need people. We need reality. We need truth. We need honesty, and we need courage. And also, I'll finish with this, Dave. We need accountability in our country.
Amen. You know, General Flynn, I'm a coach. I was a high school football coach for 35 years, and I understand about coaching people as you do. That's what the military is all about. Coaches up here a little bit, General. Do we need to get our eyes off of Washington, D.C.? Do we need to begin to focus more locally? And how do we do that? Because, you know, I just feel like so many of us, and you don't have to take a position on this, but so many of us feel like we're part of this MAGA Republican movement, but don't really feel like they represent us at all. We feel like we're out here on our own trying to slug away and earn a living and take care of our family and clean up our schools and all that stuff, General, but we don't feel like we got anybody that's helping us. You have any advice for us?
Yeah, I use the phrase local action equals a national impact. There are so many, and I'm directly involved in a lot of this stuff nationwide. I work with Moms for America as an example. I have other nonprofits that I work with to try to rise up the American idea of who we are as citizens. Local action equals a national impact. When a mom stands there bravely, courageously in front of a school board and tells that school board to stop teaching this filth to our children, that's local action at its finest. And that's what we need to see more of. And when I meet moms, I met one yesterday who stand up and say, I'm now running for school board, right? I meet many others who are saying, I am part of my, you know, local club, local Republican club, or local. I volunteered as a precinct committeeman. I mean, people must get off the couch and get involved locally. We have over 3,100 counties in this country, in this beautiful country of ours. This is how we're going to keep this country together. Local action for those that are in Washington, D.C. You know what? If you don't like them, you know, then find somebody else that can run that you trust. Find a leader in your church. Find a leader in your community. Get behind them. It's not about, you know, who the best politician is. It's who can make the biggest difference. Local action will equal a national impact. But you know what, Dave? Just like you know, as a longtime coach, and I was on a football team. I was on a state championship football team. We had a great coach, Joe Maggs. We used to call him Joe Maggs. Great guy. And I will tell you, you know what he made us do? He made us get up early in the morning, and he made us work out twice a day, every single day. It didn't matter. Saturdays, Sundays, we'd stop and get some prayer time in our town. But we worked out every day. We got up early, and he would have us there late at night. But we were champions, and what I'm looking for is I'm looking for champions around this country to get off the couch, and I say that metaphorically, but people need to, hey, I know what service is about. I know what service means. I know what it takes to get up early, you know, get out there with the troops and lead from the front. We need champions right now in this country. I'd love to see more champions in places like Washington, D.C. or whatever state capital, you know, you have, whatever state you're from. But we need champions in our communities right now. And I'll leave you with this, Dave. On the battlefield, just like in a great game, right, in a championship game, sometimes the most, and I'll tell you definitely on the battlefield, the most unlikeliest person on the, you know, in your unit, in your formation, on your, on the field, will be the hero of the game sometimes. It might be that guy that, it might be that guy that makes that key block, or it might be that guy that attacks the machine gun nest, but it's always the most unlikeliest person. It's not the guy that, that, you know, or gal that, that you go, oh yeah, we expected that from them. No, it's always somebody who's unlikely who becomes the hero on the battlefield or becomes the champion in our community. That's what this is about, Dave. So thank you for having me.
Position yourself, General Flynn, position yourself for a strip and a score, right? That's what I always tell people. You never know when your opportunity to be the hero is going to come to you, because if you're looking for it, you're not going to find it, but you have to be prepared and ready to go. General Flynn, so grateful that you'd give us this time. And I think that we got to be on, let me be honest with you, General. There are people muddy everybody. You don't know who to trust. And I just say on behalf of all of us here at Coach Dave Live, we heard your heart here today, General. We heard your faith, and it's a faith walk for all of us. And it's only our faith and a return to Christianity in America that's going to save us. Would you agree with that, General?
Boom.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, if we don't, God, I could get into a whole hour with you, Dave, about you know the lack of voting by Christians in this country.
Oh, okay. Geez. Yeah.
The lack of voting by Christians in this country. So I don't want to hear it from the Christian community until we start seeing Christians vote like 100%. Okay. 100%. Not less than 40% in the primaries nationwide right now. Okay.
That's a
stat that you can, that your audience can take. Less than 40%. That's a failing grade on any examination in a classroom.
Yes, it is.
Less than 40% nationwide voted in these primaries, these recent primaries, even though, you know, of course, Trump's winning big time, but the numbers nationwide are less than 40%.
Yeah, and they know how to cheat. They're pretty good at cheating, aren't they, General? General, thank you for your time. Yep. Listen,
all right, Dave.
Put a check mark beside my name. We're all in for America. I tell everybody this, General. We're MAGA. We don't care whether it's Trump. We don't know who it is. We want to make America great again. We want to make America godly again. If there was anything we can do to help you, you have my contact information. God bless you, General.
All right. God bless, Coach. See ya.
Thanks, buddy. God bless you. Wow. Wow. Okay, folks. We got a few minutes left here. I'm going to open it up.
Boom.
Come on in. That's right. Mel's, you can stack up here. Mel has got she wants to talk about an action here. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, everybody. So I'm getting ready to hit the road to go over to Dayton, but I wanted to, if you could go to the events tab, please. I see you there. So there are three things happening today. So I just wanted to kind of mention all three. So today is the third day of the fast. So if you're participating with us on that, today's the last day. I'm kind of wrapping that up at 5 o'clock this evening. Jonathan, if you could click on the second one, Happy New Year. So, you know, when is the first month? And we all know that our biblical calendar is different than the Gregorian calendar that we follow. But actually, today is the new year. So Happy New Year, everybody. Amen. So there's the Bible references there. You can kind of see, I mean, if you study the Bible, you can figure it out. So anyway, Happy New Year to everybody. And then the third thing I want to mention is the Total Solar Eclipse Revival. If you could click on that, please. So today, going from 10 until 10, the Bards Nation and the Resistance Chicks are going to be over at Neil Peterson's church.
And Coach Dave will be there. Coach Dave's there.
Yep. Harvest Revival Center. Coach is going to be talking. There's going to be several speakers. It's an active revival, though. So I think they kicked things off last night. I was watching a little bit of it online. So if anybody's in the area, would love to see you over there. So that's it. Thank you so much.
10 o'clock this morning. It starts at 10 o'clock this morning. Thanks, Mel. Thanks for all you do. Hey, by the way, folks, let me make this clear. I said no questions for General Flynn. I said that. He didn't say that. He would have taken questions. We didn't work out some kind of deal, but I didn't want to spend half of my time letting people ask questions that go on for the 45-second question before they get it all out when it was time with General Flynn. So I don't want anybody to have to accuse me. Oh, you didn't even let us ask questions. Well, now there's a reason why. We only had a very short period of time with him. Randy, come on in.
Coach, it'd be better for some of us if we were blind and couldn't see. We would probably learn to be more sensitive to people and to their spirit. Coach, I vetted Flynn a long time ago, and you know, he ain't perfect, just like me and you. But But I vetted him in my spirit, Coach. And I know I don't sound, I want to sound like I'm spiritual than any more anybody else, but we have to learn this, or we're just, why would John tell us to test the spirits? What good is that? It's everything, because you can't judge everything by the natural. You have to judge with the spiritual. And I really want to emphasize this, Coach. If you listen to Flynn very long, you're going to figure out, hey, he might have been on the wrong side somewhere down the line. I was many times.
Yeah, me too.
He isn't one of them. He's not a faker.
Randy, Obama hated him. Obama hated him.
But he still is, Coach. He's a real man. He's honest. I mean, I've listened to him long enough several times, and I've been by his side a couple times, and I felt him. And he's not evil, Coach.
So, Randy, I come back to the same thing I always say. If we can't trust General Flynn, then we're screwed. If we can't trust Donald Trump, we're screwed. And I think one of the points that General Flynn made is when he came in, he knew nothing about politics. Trump came in, knew nothing about politics, trusted people that he probably shouldn't put trust in. I would imagine if he could start all over again back at his first term with what he knows now, things would be a lot of stuff. Yeah, Roger says, Obama hate him. That's enough for me, right? I mean, really. Really, it is. Eileen, come on in. Thanks, Randy.
Just real quick, Coach, I wanted to remind you were going to tell us about the church in Ohio. The bad pastor.
Oh, geez.
Lord, because God, we were supposed to have...
I'm going
to
tell you, listen, General Flynn, thank you, Eileen. General Flynn was scheduled to speak at a church in Bucyrus, I think it is. I think it's in Bucyrus. And he was going to come in. He was going to do a presentation. I had been invited to be part of it. I was going to speak a little bit, a big thing. And I'm not going to say who it is, just because I'm not going to say who it is. But a pastor who is very deeply involved with a pastor's network threw a hissy fit and said, no, we are not going to let General Flynn speak, yada, 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 yada. And so, again, it is infiltration from within our own team that causes us to be in the problem we're in. So the church, because of the pressure from this other pastor and the other pastor network that he's connected to, they put a kibosh on General Flynn coming to Ohio. Now, they're still working to get another one where he's on this tour, but I don't know if he's going to be able to appear locally or personally. He may have to do it during Zoom. But folks, I'm telling you, if you don't understand that the church, there's a deep state church, we better wake up and understand. They have John F. Kennedy, before they killed him, said infiltration, not invasion. And Christianity has been infiltrated more than we'll ever understand. They look like us, they talk like us, but they ain't one of us. Sheila Holm, come on in.
It's the pagan and Gentile worship, and we don't understand. Holy Roman Empire, Holy Roman Catholic Church was the New World Order from the First Reich, First Empire. Word means the same. We know about the Third Reich. We don't realize that was the Third Empire, World War II. So we don't understand things. So we didn't understand that prayer that he did. I did 3 weeks of interviews about that prayer. It's a Catholic rosary and prayer card. And people said, no, 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 it's satanic. The paganism in Gentile is satanic. There are only two kingdoms.
So Sheila, he was reading a Catholic prayer that was satanic.
That's what they're saying. Because they said that satanic people quote the same thing. They had a woman who was a high-level witch that had quoted the same prayer. And they put them side by side. And I seriously, Coach, I did 3 weeks of event interviews on this and on the same channels with the same host, because the questions kept coming in. The destruction of him because of that is so ridiculous, because our military guys have told me, because I do military intelligence Zoom calls every week, and those guys are so furious because they said we carried that prayer card on the battlefield and we trusted that we were praying to the real Lord, but we're not even praying to the real Lord on the venerable day of the sun. Constantine did this to us to put everybody in the other kingdom.
Infiltration.
We've all been operating in that in the church. And we wonder why the church is a deep state church. Then it turned into 7 series. I did it with Upfront the Prophetic. I did it with Truth Unveiled TV. We're talking back when this prayer happened. Look up Hank Kuhneman and see what club he's in. Mm. These guys are all in the club. I've talked about this. International Coalition of Apostolic Leaders, because it started as International Coalition of Apostles. They were pastors who became prophets, who became mega pastors, who became apostles. And they put all those titles on their cards. And the reason why now it's apostolic leaders is all their prayer coordinators are now apostles. The district superintendents are apostles.
Oh,
everybody in Charisma Magazine.
I see it everywhere, Sheila. I see it everywhere.
But do. We don't understand it because we think it's separate. And every denomination is a split off of the Roman Catholic Church. It was all the New World Order from the beginning. And if we don't understand the roots, we'll never be able to turn this around.
Holy smoke, holy smoke, holy smoke. You know, sometimes, Sheila, we got to sit you down and let you get about a week and just walk us through this slowly because, folks, look, at the bottom line, hey, Johnny, how much time I got here? At the bottom line of all of this, folks, keep coming back to Kennedy, right? Infiltration, not invasion. What does it say in the book of Jude? Evil men have crept in unaware. Pull that up there, John. Pull up Jude. Book of Jude. Come on, friends. Come on. Come on, dudes. Right? You don't have to put Jude 1. Okay. Beloved, I gave you all diligence to write to you the common salvation. It's needful for me to write to you and exhort you. Should earnestly contend for the faith, which was once delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men crept in unaware who were before of old ordained to this common. Folk, we're not talking about today, although it is today. He's talking about then. Certain men crept in unaware who were before of old ordained to this condemnation. Ungodly men turning the grace of our Lord God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. This principle is still in effect today. You want to find out something? You go question your pastor about anything and see what his response is to you. Because the last thing they want, even though they say they are pastoring of a flock, the last thing they want is some vain sheep asking them questions. Somebody out there, give me an amen on that one. That's what we're dealing with, folks.
Amen.
People who've infiltrated into the pulpit for other reasons. Oh, that now they may say they lead with the gospel. Can you guys tell me something? How could you possibly be a man of God and not get involved in the political realm? How does that even work? If all of the good, if Christ pulls out, if we pull Christ out of politics, what do we have? What do we have? If you pull the righteousness out of politics, you have exactly what we have. This is what we're dealing with. And we got people who are walking around who are Christians. As General Flynn said, they don't even friggin' vote. They don't even vote. Or they don't vote. Oh, don't get me. Okay, so here's the truth. Here's the truth. Either Republicans or Democrats are any good. That's what I think. And none of them are any good.
Amen.
Whatever has to happen to pull this thing down. Because anybody who runs for politics is running for politics. Are you looking at me? For their own personal advancement and aggrandizement. They go for what it will do for them. There are rare exceptions. But if you think the people in politics in Washington, D.C. are there to serve you, you're dumber than a rock. You must be a public school graduate. That's the only thing I can think. If you think I'm here from the government and I'm here to help. If you still believe that, if you still believe Republican good, Democrat bad, if you still believe that liberal good, I'm a liberal bad, conservative good. I was talking the other day to a group the other night. Whatever happened to what a conservative? What does that even mean? You're a conservative? Hey, dudes. I ain't no conservative. I'm a Christian. No. Hang on. You're a Christian conservative. A Christian conservative. As if Christians come with different worldviews. Are you kidding me? It's because of the infiltration by the enemy into the pulpits that we don't have any understanding of exactly what's going on in this country. And the pastors don't want to stand in the pulpit and say anything about it because why? Because they're going to offend some dude sitting on the front row. Come on! Come on! Okay, I'm up against the clock here out there at the Patriot Party Network and all that stuff. And appreciate all of you being out there. Bridie on. Daggone. Wish we had more time with General Flynn. Going to leave you right now. Hang in there. Keep fighting. We're going to win this thing. See you next week. Okay, Johnny, got that. I got a bunch of it. Let's get you in here. Keith, Joe, Rafe, let's go. Go.
Go. Clergy response team. What's that about?
Say it again.
Clergy response team.
Yeah, clergy response team. Clergy. I know. Listen, folks. The clergy, for the most part, only wants to do mercy ministries. They don't want to do anything that might get them smacked in the mouth. That's what it is. Clergy response team. Go on. Joe Allen, come on in.
Yeah, I want to concur what Sheila said about that prayer card. I carried it in my pocket the whole time I was in service.
I didn't even know the Lord. I was praying. I didn't even know the Lord. Many years of my life, I didn't even know the Lord in praying. Go ahead.
I can't even tell you how many formal functions that we had in the service that prayer was said at formal functions. And this is the other thing I would ask Flynn is what we're going to do about our military that I'm concerned about.
Yeah,
we this weekend we had a Marine sergeant that was on fire watch, which is on duty to protect other Marines, dressed in drag queen.
I saw that.
What are we going to do about it?
One step at a time, Joe. One step at a time, dude. I'm going to try to get General Flynn on again. We'll get some question and answers. Rochelle, then Roger.
Hey, good morning, team.
Morning.
Yeah, that was me with the comment there about him not taking questions. And it was simply because you addressed the Q issue. What's going on with Q? Did you know anything about it? He says, I know nothing about that. And see, that's kind of where I'm hung up right there. I mean, there's videos of him coming out publicly and, you know, with him and his family and all standing, putting up a message to the country and him saying, where we go one, we go all. Mm-hmm. Obviously a QAnon phrase. I mean, he says it's all CIA, but he was definitely involved, but he wants to say, I don't know anything. And then, he does differ on Trump with the vax thing. You know, Trump's all pro vax and he had started this,
campaign. Hang on a second.
He stands. And for me to ask me to trust somebody, we can't ask questions. We don't understand where he's coming from.
Now, wait a minute. Nobody said you can't ask questions. I said that. Okay. I wanted to control what was going on. Nobody said from anywhere on Flynn, you can't ask questions. I control it.
All right. Very good. Very good. Well, it just seems if he wants to come out with a movie, he wants to do an expose on things, he should be open. And that includes his involvement with Q.
Roger.
You know, the thing we want to remember with Flynn is he's either with us or he's against us. And I believe most of his actions point to being with us. My other comment is, I think we want to remember evil never restrains itself. Evil never restrains itself. And that is why your message and the message of Flynn today, the idea of getting involved at the local level, going to school board, city councils is so important. If we think evil is going to stop and not get more evil, it never works that way.
It doesn't, Roger. And it's a lot not like General Flynn said, elect me and I'll straighten this stuff out. He said, get involved locally. Get involved locally. That's what he said. Local action, national impact. Amen. Thanks, Roger. Kevin.
Well, I just want to go back to your point about Christians not being involved in politics. If your team doesn't show up to the game, the other team wins by forfeiture. And Christians have been forfeiting this game for, what, the last 30, 40 years they've been conned into believing that we have no responsibility in self-governance. They win by us forfeiting.
Amen. So, Kevin, can you imagine this? And I'm not making an excuse for anybody. Can you imagine if I got elected House of Representatives, whatever, Senate, President? Can you imagine the moment I'm elected, the swamp people that immediately come and try to butter up with me and try to say, hey, coach, I can help you. I've got all this year's experience. I know how the system works, yada, yada, yada. I got to believe that if Donald Trump were to start over again, he'd have made a lot, he'd be doing a lot of things differently than we see now. Clay.
Yeah, just about these Christians that's not even voting. The reason they're not voting is because they're sitting back waiting on Jesus to come back and fix everything.
And plus, half of them are voting for the Democrat, right? Half of them are.
Yeah.
Hang on. Democrat good, Republican bad. I don't buy into that, right? I don't buy into that. But how could any Christian vote to murder a baby? See, they're not really Christians, Clay. I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead.
Well, you know, a lot of them's even on board with them sacrificing these red heifers again because they think it'll bring Jesus back quicker. And my theory is the way I feel is Jesus is not going to return until we do everything that we can to fight for ourselves. And then when we're being persecuted, arrested, maybe our heads cut off on a guillotine or locked up and beat. Then Jesus will come in and say, okay, my people are doing everything they can, and then he'll come in and rescue us. Not just sitting back on the couch watching the TV and not even going out to vote.
Yeah, most of us don't deserve to be rescued, do we, Clay? I mean, really, hey, they could look, folks, they could thanks, Coach. They could rapture you out of here, and the world couldn't be much darker, could it? I mean, how much darker could it be? We don't even get involved as it is. Judah.
Morning, Coach.
Morning.
Hey, very good stuff, obviously. But I think it was Randy's question. People need to identify and know about militaryaccountability.net. Militaryaccountability.net. Who's doing something? Well, last I looked at it, there's almost 34,000 people who said enough's enough. And Brad Miller, Colonel Ivan Rankin, and all these other guys stood in the gap and actually put their John Hancock on it. And so I encourage everybody to go there and learn what the message is, learn what they're standing for, because they put their spear in the ground and said, enough's enough, and are completely, the whole document is about this jab. And what they took their stance against for the military to stand up against these political assassins who are in office, these people who swore an oath in the Constitution and lied to all of us. Amen. And you guess what? These guys are doing something about it. And guess what? You can put your own John Hancock on that document as well. And so I say that because it's man, it is thick. And but what's so great is, guess what? General Flynn put his John Hancock on it too. So people can't say, okay, hey, what's going on here? You know, this apostolic leaders group, these people throughout this whole Mason structure, they are being exposed because the light is shining straight on them. And thank God, Sheila Holm. Gosh, her new book that's coming out, I can tell you what, for those people that need to be able to understand the rest of her books on His Glory, you know, I think it's His Best, you know, these are books that if you're not educating yourself, you're in a spin. You can't understand it. You got to be able to have discernment, the Holy Spirit, and understand what's going on. You know, the reality is General Flynn stood in the gap. And then, you know what? A lot of you guys know this. I stood on literally my soapbox. I stood on my soapbox for private corporate partnerships that were destroying this country for the New World Order. And General Flynn's not shy about it. He's clearly explained what the UN and what globalists are trying to do to destroy this country. And you know what? I spent 10,000 hours researching this to prove General Flynn's innocence. And you know what? My testimony is the word. The testimony is for people to see and understand that. And so, Rochelle, just to be able to share this, lay that to rest. The topic of the Q topic, the reason why Flynn has to speak the way he does is because the United States Congress made it illegal to talk about the topic. The guy doesn't want to go back to prison. And so you know what? It's a military operation. Go back to militaryaccountability.net. All 34,000 know exactly the difference between Q and QAnon. And when you guys bring up this crap, it's because we're not educated in terms of what the actual drops say. The general knows exactly what's going on. And guys, the plan in terms of what they're doing is just exposure.
Amen.
And Sheila is going out there and she's able to decipher and understand the crap that they tried to put him through. Yeah, I personally, 10,000 hours, multiple weekends, multiple places, putting my family on the line in terms of all my finances. They took everything from me. And you know what? I'm not going to shut up either. And what's interesting, too, is when they talk about a man's faith, you know what? People that grew up in the Catholic Church, you know what? I'm sorry for them. But you know what? Even General Flynn's woken up because people tried to run him over with the bus because, you know what? He learned what he thought he knew. And the man has changed and grown through the process as well, just like you and I. Who's to judge me? Who's to judge Coach? You know what? What's really great is the guy's picked up his own Bible and he's gotten around a whole bunch of people who understood the truth. And you know what's really great? I don't know these facts, but I'll tell you what. I'm sure Sheila Holmes' message has resonated not only through General Flynn's ears, but through his eye gates and his ear gates. They've read Sheila's books. Guess what? The Flynn family and the Trump family have read Sheila's books. Do you think they threw her under the bus? No, they brought her inside because they want to understand this even more. So, again, understanding the difference between these topics and realize, thank God, Coach, that you stood up and you have this program, you have this show, because you're educating people.
Amen. So, look, Judah, let me throw this out at folks. Look, this is not a poor me. This is not rub me on the back. I'm going to tell you something. When I was sued by the American Civil Liberties Union in 1997, and unless you have undergone public flogging, unless you have lived that out, where lies are being told about you, it's in the headlines, everybody's reading it. Unless you have walked that walk, you have no idea how that will, what it will do to you inside and how it strips away so much stuff that is just garbage anyway. And if General Flynn has gone through that pot of persecution and lived through it, I promise you he's come out a different man. How do I know that? Because it happened to me. And until you've been there, you ain't got any understanding of it. When your name's in the headlines and it's not true, and they're connecting you to this, and they're connecting you to that, and they're listening to the ACLU, and they're listening to all these atheist groups, and the media's running it, and they're telling lies. Until you've been into that crucible, you'll never understand deep spiritual transformation. You'll never understand.
Amen.
And for us to sit back here
and do a note to that,
we understand what that guy has been through.
And Coach, just to add to that, with the what's happening with this film, General Flynn's movie, when you guys get a chance to see it, it's calling out Mikey Pence. And not only is it calling him out, there's a wall of shame. And that wall of shame are facts. And those facts are going to be put before a court. And that court is going to make a ruling. And I believe that court will be after the court is replaced. But it's we the people that need to stand up.
Amen.
It's not going to be the government. It's not going to be our congressman. It's going to be we the people who finally said enough's enough. And we said, we're going to change these people out. And then they're going to be held accountable.
Amen. Jude, got to move on. Thanks, man. Dale, quickly.
Well, hallelujah, Coach. Maybe I'm wrong and my math is wrong, but I believe there were questions asked. You asked them and they were good questions. And his answers were very sincere. He's a military guy. He's laid down his life for this country. Let me tell you what, he came right out. He says, I'm not perfect. Let me tell you what, that's a humble man. Hey, Coach, how do you like that? It starts with the man in the mirror. So before you point your finger at him, How about them three little fingers pointing back at you?
That's right, baby. That's right. And listen, say what you want. I kept the interview on target, which is not what happens when everybody gets to go, right? I wasn't hiding anything. Flynn wasn't hiding anything. He didn't say, don't ask me this and don't ask me that. And we're not going to take questions. There were no restrictions in that interview. They said nothing to me about what I could or what I couldn't say, folks.
And so, you asked questions.
I asked questions. And you know why I asked questions? Because it's Coach Dave Live, and I only have so much time with him. He told me he'd give me 30 minutes because he's doing a lot of these things, right? It's all good. It's all good. Hey, listen. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow.